admissions to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 9:23. We've got sunshine here, 70 degrees. Nice day. It is Thursday, and our talk around continues. Kind of our Thursday tradition. Got to check in with Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know how much you love the sunshine and the summer weather because it means, well, for one thing, at Twin Town Villa, it means a lot of outdoor music. But what's going on out there? Catch us up. What's happening?
Well, today starts CNA week, so we are putting on some fun with some dress-up days, some fun snacks for our staff. Our residents are heading out to Burgess again this morning to the Loon's Nest restaurant for ribs because they found that that's a fun little drive out there and a great little restaurant. And this morning we also have Catholic services going on. We have Whiff, Pinnacle, snack, and we're going to do the Fargo dice game this afternoon. But getting back to CNA week, if y'all want to join us, today we are wearing pink for leukemia, and then tomorrow it's flag day, so we're going to do patriotic day, and then we're going to let the weekend be normal, and we're going to jump to Monday with pajama day. Tuesday is gone fishing day, and Wednesday is go sports. So it could be a lot of fun happening around here.
Well,
watch our Facebook.
You mentioned the weekend. Mary, is anything out there normal? Because, again, no day is like the other at Twin Town Villa. I can't believe you said that, but I'll take it.
We slow it down a little bit on the weekends.
Right.
You know, because people are coming and going with their family, and we don't want them to miss out on the fun that's happening that we've planned. And so we slow it down a little bit, especially in the summertime on the weekends, because people are out and about and doing things with their families, which is so very important.
So fun field trips and just a whole lot going on. Let's talk availability. Anything available at Twin Town Villa?
We don't, but we do have a wait list, and we have been, when things do come available, we've been calling our people on our wait list and they're getting in. And so if you are interested in thinking you're wanting to come in the fall or anytime soon, you know, the best way to do that is to get on our wait list.
Fantastic. And just stop by anytime. People can take a tour. Mary, always great to talk with you every Thursday. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll catch up next week, okay?
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We talk with Mary every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Washington State continues to force farmers out of business by throwing a growing number of challenges at farmers. 10th District State Senator and farmer Ron Mazzal says one of those challenges is a new cage-free policy enacted for egg producers.
But on the 1st of January this year, you could not produce eggs as they had been done traditionally. You had to go to a cage-free facility. Well, that increases the cost of production, which now they're passing on to the consumer.
Another is the latest gas